Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. Welcome and welcome back, everyone. We are so thrilled to be coming to you today. I'm jumping through your audio, the visual, whenever you're seeing it, to give you a gigantic hug. So many of you have been reaching out and providing feedback of how these podcasts have been hitting you and what your takeaways have been and what's really resonating and what's being stimulated in your beings. And I'm so pumped to have another phenomenal guest on today, where we are going to dive into the world of the unknown, the infinite of possibilities when it comes to our own personal journey and transformation for growth, coming to our own understanding of our power and the power in conversation and laughter and sprinkles of magic. We had an episode earlier called Glitter and glimmers of glitter throughout. And I've been having that conversation with a couple different people too. Where can we find the glitter throughout our day? Where can we find the sprinkle of magic and shift to what I'm loving about what Tina brings into the world is the thought process of us embracing holistic living and living our truest, most aligned selves. So Tina, I'm going to have you go ahead and introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you? We're coming in from Paris today. So excited to be able to have the ability to communicate with people around the globe and to get to share your work with everyone today. So thanks for being here.
Hi, Jen. First of all, thanks for having me. It's really exciting to be here. And I always love to share things and looking forward to what this conversation is going to be about in the end. It's exciting. And I'm Tina. I'm a dream life mentor. And I teach people how to reach maximum success in minimum time, but in alignment with their dream or creating their dream life. And for me, it is very important to make it like to take it away from, because normally when we want to reach a goal, we just like focus and work and work and work and work. But what we lose very many times is the alignment. And I know that for myself, because when I wanted to like leverage a little bit of my business, the first time I did this, I was just following strategies. But there was a point where I didn't even understand what I was doing. So I wasn't even able to take a decision myself. I had to ask my coach what would be the next step because I couldn't feel it in myself anymore. So I was just really following all the strategies. And what I see often in my clients is they do that too, and they work and they work and they work. But what is missing is, first of all, the happiness in the result, if the result is showing up, because that's not given. It doesn't mean that when you put in all the work and the work and the work that you have this result. But if you get the result, normally it's not staying and it doesn't really feel like success. And I had this experience too in my life. So I know what I'm talking about because I was in snowboarding first in my life. So when I won my first, what I thought, big race, I thought I would know what happiness is. And then I was driving home in my car and I was like, well, if this is happiness, then that's not what I want. And this is just not enough. So, and this is what many people struggle with. So they work and they put in really all the work. And if the result shows up, they realize, well, okay, that was like 1 second of happiness. And what's next? And 1 second of happiness, if you then calculate how much work you put into this 1 second, the balance is not really given. And I think this is what where many people end up in burnout, because they're looking for the more and the more and the point where they are happy. And what I found out and what I try to teach to my clients is that the happiness has to come from inside of you. And once you discover it inside of you, and once you create your goal because of who you are and what is inside of you, then there comes the alignment in, and then the goal feels like the goal. And then you're really going to be happy when you reach it, because it was not just a goal, but it was revealing the true you. I think that's a good way to describe it.
Absolutely. It's so true. So many things that were striving for and we think is going to bring us whatever we think it's going to bring us, especially for myself, happiness. I feel like I've had similar experiences. So can you walk us through the training, the time? How long were you snowboarding? What was that chapter of your life? And what came up for you as well when you realized, wow, I finished this big race, had this great, huge accomplishment, and then that short-lived moment, or what maybe you were searching for next as well?
So for me, before I was kind of higher on the success ladder in the World Cup, like in the top 10 of the World Cup, I had a big accident, a really big accident. And they told me that I would probably never gonna be walking again, but I was back on the snowboard in around 6 weeks. So that was the first challenging moment. And this is where I learned that you can reach everything once you just believe in yourself. Like this was, I was lucky basically, because I didn't like the doctor who gave me the diagnosis. So I chose to not believe what he said. And I chose to believe, I don't care what he says, I'm going to work, walk, sorry. And this was my mindset. So I had this, what I call like a resilient mindset. For me, it was clear, I'm going to walk again. I'm going to be on the snowboard again. I didn't even listen to what he said. So this was my first experience basically of success. And that success kind of brought happiness because I was able to walk. I was on a snowboard. I had created something back in my life, what I had taken for granted before. And then I changed to many things. I got another team. It was fun to train there. And then this race came and I thought like, I'm going to win this. This is going to be cool. And I'm going to feel real happiness, not just like, you know, mediocre. I might be there, but like, yay. And then I was in like in the finishing area and I knew I won. And I was like, okay, I was doing the process that you do when you win, but I wasn't feeling it. I remember that, you know, you were like, yay, I won. And inside of me was like, huh? That's all? Like, this is it? And this was just the first realization. It just took a second because then you know, the people come and they talk to you and questions. And then I was on my way home. I drove like 5 hours in my own car alone. And then came the realization, like, okay, what was that? And why doesn't it make me happy? And if this doesn't make me happy, what then? Because in that moment, I mean, I don't think that I was at the age of really realizing it consciously, that not even the Olympic Games would make me happy if I win them. But I realized that winning per se obviously doesn't make me happy, and that I have to look for happiness somewhere else. And I think this was the change, or the moment where I personally realized that there is more to life, and that the goal is not the goal when it's just the goal.
Yeah, it's these fleeting moments. And so many meditators, neuroscientists, people studying this mind-body connection and happiness right now, right, are communicating and really expressing, teaching us what's happening in our body. And there is a disconnect between what our mind thinks we want and what our body is truly craving, and our spirit is being called to as well, maybe, right, of how to connect with ourselves and what leads us to that next step or those next pieces. And how short something that we work so diligently for. And I love earlier when you started sharing and expressing all of this, right? We're seeing if happiness is going to be the result and or one of the results. But from all of this effort and energy that we're putting in and the strategies that you're doing, is the result even showing up? And so where does that lead us as well? And what clues is that providing us? Where did you take yourself next? What did you desire to go do for happiness after?
So for me, it was like, I cannot say that I completely lost the fun in what I was doing, but I was just realizing that that's not it for me. And I need to go and look for somewhere else. Because 1 second, even though I thought I was happy for 1 minute, that's just not enough. And as I came from a big surgery and I knew what it took me to get back, and all this also, you know, like this is fear when you got back on the snowboard the first time, because you think that thing can happen again, and it can, obviously. And then I was like, at my age, and that I now, when I think back, I'm like, okay, that was really a great thought. I was like, risking your life for even not being happy, that's stupid. So I, the year before, they have sent me on a vacation, obligatory, because I was training so much. So I went to the Dominican Republic because that was the easiest available flight combination thing that I got in that moment. And what I realized there is that the people, they had nothing, really nothing compared to us, like material possessing, but they were so happy. They were dancing in the streets and they were singing and they were having fun all the time. And I remembered in this moment that these people, they had something that I definitely didn't know. I was raised in Europe. I knew that if you own this, then other people would respect you. And this is where it comes in, what I didn't understand by them. Other people respect you. But it's not about other people, it's about you. And this is what I had to learn. I didn't know. So I was like, maybe you should go to South America. You should try to live with these people and should just try to understand what is it that makes them so happy. And that's what I did. I went to South America. I lived with these people on their standards, which was, yeah, a really eye-opening experience. And it was really hard at the first for me because I was really not used to a life like that. But in the end, a lot of things like just open up, and I understood that there is way more to happiness than I thought was, and it had nothing to do with money. And I think that when I came back, like really came back from all the research I did, let's say research, what I had to learn is to combine the teachings, what I learned, with the material possessing, because I think it's both important. It's, we cannot live without money. And we are not happy without money, because life really gets tough when you don't have or own money. This is a part of our life, and we have to appreciate, we have to acknowledge it, we have to be grateful for that it is a part of our life. But it's not, I'm going to say the happiness has to come first inside of you. And the money is just a tool, but the happiness is in you. And money doesn't make you happy. It just provides that you are not unhappy. I think that's maybe a nice way to say it.
Yeah, or relieves some of the stress, right? And allows for the safety or whatever it may be that someone is desiring or needs, one of the five basic needs that allows our nervous system to regulate and trust a bit more.
I'm very pro about money. I don't want to say that I like money. It's great to have it, really. So, but the thing is, if you just have money, that's not enough.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to say.
Absolutely. So, so, so true. Yeah. Again, it's a flicker of the switch. It's a light, just a tiny light that flickers quickly, and then it's gone again. So what in your learning and education for yourself of combining happiness with material possession of money, how did you do that, and what does happiness mean to you?
Well, I think it was, for me, it was difficult to come back from this experience in South America, and I think it would be for everyone, because you have so many new experiences. You are a different person, and then you come back into the society where you have been, and people see and look at you like at the person they knew before, and then you have to go through a lot of, you know, difficult situations, just say it like that, because you know, like people, they want to push you in this old frame, but you don't fit there anymore. You have expanded. So for me, happiness is to have freedom, like really to open myself up and to live what comes from my soul, from my heart, and to create the results that I want to have now in my life, not because of the result, because of me. So what I like to say is that I have a goal, but every step to the goal needs to be created out of who I am and not as a, like when I follow a strategy, it's a means to an end, but me, I'm not ending. So if I just follow my own way towards my goal, I'm not attached to the next step. I'm doing the next step. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, but maybe I have also the time to look around and maybe another door is open at the same time. And maybe I walk through this door and maybe then the way is not like this, it's like this, but still at some point I will arrive. So it's maybe not a straight line. It's an S or it's a complete chaos, but the chaos is fun. So, and it's worth living it. So what I think is that, and I learned this also in snowboarding, you have to have fun with your life. You have to be playful and you have to embrace everything that you do and not just follow something just to reach a goal, because then you lose life. You lose the connection to yourself. You lose connection to your partners or to your social system, to the people that you love. They lose connection to you. And ultimately, with the worst, you lose connection to you, to your being. And that is, in my opinion, that would really makes you unhappy, because then you have to first discover yourself. And then you can go out in the world and do the next thing.
Yes. Yeah. And I believe that, at least for myself, this journey of a handful of experiences leading to lack of happiness, or an emptiness, I would say, is what I was describing. I would say it felt like, or is this all there is? I remember asking myself that question in a multitude of times, right? When I became a massage therapist and thought that that would be super fulfilling, and parts of it were, but there's a, what else is there? And building the tea company and reaching the numbers that I thought were going to feel so exciting and make everything all different, and not the truth or the case. And it was exciting, but it only lived, it was so, so, so short lived. And I also look up in those moments and I'd look around and be like, well, who do I get to celebrate this with? And really is me. And I was looking for other people to celebrate my wins with, but I wasn't even really pausing to fully embrace and celebrate with myself first and give myself that boost of and connection. And all of those definitely led to me realizing that I didn't have that connection with myself, and then really consciously creating and desiring to nurture it. And it's been so much fun as the action steps and life course and path is definitely way more of an S and squiggles.
But I know also what you're talking about and this short-lived thing. And I think it's also very, you realize in this moment, after that, when you look back, that you haven't even appreciated yourself in this moment. You didn't even connect to yourself, because when I look back, like I didn't even take the time to celebrate with myself, because I didn't even feel myself in this moment very much. Or I didn't want to feel myself in this moment because I wasn't happy.
So how did you know you were complete with snowboarding?
Oh, for me, it was, I did leave the decision open over the summer where I was in South America. But for me, after this time there, when I really, it clicked sometimes and opened up things for me, and knowledge and wisdom and the understanding that there is way more in life to discover, then it was clear that reaching a goal and being on a podium, that's not it for me. And that this is not what I want to do anymore. Like, really, I don't want to invest my precious time that I could invest into finding out what truly makes me happy and just running, training, doing the same thing over and over. And it didn't even matter if I get the result or not, because this result didn't matter to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the moment when I was clear that this is a stop. I don't want to do any of this anymore. I just want to go another way.
So how did you create and what led you to becoming fulfillment coach?
For me, when I came back, I realized that I would love other people to have this experience, because for me, it was so eye-opening and this first step into this happiness that I thought I'd like to inspire others to have some of this happiness too. Because honestly, when I was there, the first thing that I thought, like, we all should do that for a while. For a period in our life to just, you know, like open ourselves up to who we really are. And then I decided that I want to learn methods to help other people. And on these courses that I took and the studies that I made, people told me, you should do relationship or flirt coaching. You're so good at that. And I was like, well, that sounds fun. Let's try this. So I started out as a flirt coach. Then I was a single coach. Then eventually the singles came into relationship and came back for relationship coaching. Then I became a relationship coach. That was just, you know, like the natural process. And then I learned that you cannot really make people happy or teach people how to be happy in a relationship if they're not happy by themselves. So I was like, okay, maybe then I just go back and focus on the individual. And then I found out that the best would be if people would really create what they want and what they really strive for and where they can strive in the life that makes them happy, that they don't need a partner. But when they come from this point and then find a partner, this is going to click because there are two independent people and they can just support each other and love them unconditionally because both of them know that they don't need the other person to fulfill their dreams because they already did that. So this is a relationship that can, that has the potential to really explore what love is. And then I decided that this is the way to do it. So, and this is also how the holistic thing came in because people have so many troubles, not only with relationships, but also with their finances or with their health. Like, and only, I mean, true happiness comes when these things come together. Like in good functioning body as much as you can. I mean, sometimes they have destroyed too much, but there is always something then you can do to better the situation. You can always better the mindset for finances. And this, these two things together will help people to create a better life for them. And then from that point, when they don't care so much about what other people would think about what they're doing, when they just own their life and stand in their power, then they can attract the right people. And this is when it works. So I think this is all how all comes together in the end. And now I can feel my eyes while they sprinkle because I love it so much.
And it's a natural path that got you there, right? Following possibly some people's systems and creating and figuring out what that feeling was for you internally and continuing to turn the volume up on that internal feeling. I had a coaching session the other day and I get these downloads and or visions of when I was younger or at different times in my life, different chapters where I had a deep conversation with someone or people would call and ask for something specific. And then I get these aha moments of like, no wonder these are the breadcrumbs that have been given to me my whole life so that I can do what I'm doing right now and do it with the deepest gratitude. Like, I get so excited to hold space and be in. Just when you came on here, we were both talking about our excitement for the wonder of what where this conversation is going to take us. And when we're not holding on so tightly to life or thinking that we have to do something, then the magic happens. The grace comes through. The true, deep, genuine appreciation of what we're given. It's so, such a blessing.
I have such a great story when it comes to that because I have a client from the past and she was going through a really hard breakup. And she thought like, oh my God, I'm not going to find the love, blah. You know what the thoughts are. And then she decided to move to another city. And in the end, she married the person who helped her with the packing, like, you know, the transport driver. So, and that was universal. You know, you're like, how do you think that you meet a person in this situation? But they did. So, you know, it's like you, if you can plan as much as you want for your life, but life does what it wants to do. So it's great to have your goal, but be open to the possibilities. There's so much more than what you and your small mind can plan.
Oh my gosh, yes. When we get outside, I say of like our four walls, right, from our home or wherever, if we're blessed to live in a home, and most people listening to this probably are, we stop the stories and the swirl of the memories of the past, because that's what we're attempting to create our future from, is preconditioned memories of what we've already done. And there's also this other part of us, which I love what you call yourself, a dream life mentor. There's this other part that hasn't dreamt in a while or has been limiting that piece of ourselves. And when we reconnect with that, then it's like game on. Here we go. Better
It's
look
getting
out.
So limitless when you just stop thinking, not about what was in the past, not what you're afraid in the future. When you just for a moment stop thinking, and be there and think about, okay, there is a lot that life offers me right now. And then you start to be grateful, because when I look, for example, like right out of my window that's on this side, I can see a little fig tree with little figs on it. And I go like, that's so beautiful. You know, it's just a little thing. And then I take a moment and I just look at it. And I feel like this moment's when we're completely present, they can give us so much inspiration. Like people always say meditation, you always have to sit in the meditation and close your eyes. I completely disagree. I also love people who say, I meditate when I run. Yes, of course, that's a meditation too. You are present with your body. And there's, when I remember when I was training, when I was running, so many good ideas came to me. So just be present in the moment and let life bring you what you need. I mean, you get it anyway, even if you don't like it, but it's what you need. Even if it's gross, and if you have done the work, then it's probably what you want. Or even better, if you're not holding back by really wanting this one thing, because maybe life is giving you something way better than what you wanted.
Absolutely. So when you're helping people create goals, when you're creating goals for yourself, or you're helping people create goals, there's like a secret sauce or magic piece to that. What is that that you're...
Well, for me, it's always like the first thing, and I think this is also the most difficult thing for people, is to stop. Stop for a moment and connect to with who you are. And then like, look honestly in what there is. And if what you see makes you happy, and if not, then what is to change? And I think the magic is created once you have the courage to take the first step in a new direction. Because I know that the first step is also the most difficult step and the most scary step, because then you would kind of leave your comfort zone for the first time. But I know for myself, when I went to South America, I was not just leaving my comfort zone, I was just jumping into another one, which was definitely not mine. But I kind of got addicted to that, like leaving the comfort zone, because outside the world was so much shinier. But you only know once you dip outside of the comfort zone, you cannot see the light, because the walls that you built around you, they're so big and so dark. So only when you open the window and you peek through, and maybe you touch something out there, and it's like, ooh, we always say the grass is greener outside, but we don't want to go outside. So let's just go outside and try the grass.
Yeah, and try the grass in your own yard, right? Before needing to go over into the other grass.
Yeah, sure. But just like leaving the comfort zone of being trapped, like really going outside and just like explore. Because actually, as a fact, you can always go back. You know how to do that. For so much time, you did that already. But if this little thing that you did outside is better, why not just trying one more thing? And then maybe find out, I don't want to come back.
Yeah, well, that'll help you get out of your own frame, right? I feel like that's a really fun one of, you didn't fit in your frame anymore. And
exactly.
there's a new one there. Similar with snowboarding, right? Like you had an injury, so it was almost a new frame that you were creating for yourself for that chapter and that piece while your body healed. And then you rebuilt your new frame that you got to live in.
I also think that this is success. This is how we built success, by just expanding the frame again and again and again and again. Because this way we accept more. Whatever it is that we want to accept, like more love, more money, more of, I don't know, cuddles. I don't know, but whatever you want to receive, you need to be the person who believes they are not only capable, but deserving of this first. And then you can receive it because you're able to hold it and it will stick with you.
Yes. Yeah, and that is one of those whispers or pieces that are inside of us constantly communicating and talking, like what you experienced with the doctor. There was your spirit, your whole being knew what to do, and you trusted it and you did it. Whereas so often we'll hear that and then we ignore it and we choose something else. So the more we're listening to that and the more we provide the feedback loop for it and then pay attention to the synchronicities that come through, it builds and builds and builds and builds and builds.
You always are what you believe. You can never be more. And you probably never be less. So you're just exactly what you believe. When you believe you're going to go back to work, to woke, okay, you probably will. When you believe you deserve this awesome relationship, you're going to probably have it. But if you believe, maybe I'm not really meeting that guy because I'm not deserving, because there are just jerks out there, probably you're going to meet this. Because you're in your thoughts constantly just there. But if you believe truly inside of yourself, with every piece of your whatever vibrating energy, that there is something bigger meant for you, then how can you not attract this? Because you are already this big thing.
So can you give us an example of something to practice or a tool to practice to work on belief?
What I like to do with people is always like, first of all, I make them stop. I make them take a step back and then look at them. And then our beliefs are basically created from what we learned normally from our childhood, from our parents, but they were not always right. So sit with your best friend if you want to do it alone for the start. And your best friend should tell you who they are, how they see you. And normally it's actually not even close to what you think of yourself. Because normally your friend sees you with warm and loving eyes and they're going to tell you amazing things about you. Like you're great, you're warm, you're helpful, whatever, you're kind. Whether you are very hard with yourself. And you would say like, yeah, but in this situation and this situation, you know, you see like the thing, that the small negative things, you don't see all the positive. Well, your friend's going to see all the positive. So I think this is a good first step to just take the advice of people that love you, truly love you, and ask them, what do you see in me? And this should be your first guidance of the person that you are, that you radiate. And from there, take a step back and look what you do against believing that this is you, and what holds you back from believing that this is you. And I know that these are the things that you might not figure out all on your own, and you might need to reach out to a coach, because this is painful to look at these points. You're carrying it for all of your life, and this is what brought you to the point where you are not happy. So yes, it's painful, and yes, you might need help. But when once you reach through these points, then you start the spiral up.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, yesterday I was working to celebrate myself. I had such a fun, phenomenal day of doing all the things that I've been working so intentionally towards. And it was so much fun to stand in the kitchen, give myself the biggest hug and say thank you and congratulations. And I just have so much gratitude for so many different aspects of the day. And so often we have so many tools that we're either not using or integrating, and or maybe using part of the time, and belief, I truly believe, is one of them. So thank you for all of this. Do you have something that you want to share with the listeners today, and something that they can integrate and do, continue to heighten their belief in themselves and continue to be operating as in their most aligned beings?
Yes, I would love to. But first of all, let me say congratulations for that date. You deserve that from someone else too.
Thank you.
So I have a free gift for my listener if they want to. And this is a strategy that I used when I was snowboarding, like before the performance, like to bring you in the ideal state of performing where you're really focused and concentrated. I call it the flow method. And they can download it at www.tinaenglish. It's TinaEnglish.com/flow. And it's just going to play with it and have fun with it. It's extendable from 5 minutes to how long they want to take it. And it's going to help them to like really connect with themselves in the moment where they need it most. And what I would like to share maybe as a last sentence is that I think that we're all always 100%, and there's nothing that we have to change in us. Sometimes we just have to discover our 100% again, but it's nothing that we are not. We are, and that's enough.
I totally agree. So true. Yeah, it's reconnecting, it's remembering, it's coming back to right ourselves so that we can shine and be our authentic versions. Those gifts can flow through so that we can be in that flow method and in practicing all of that. I highly recommend for you go over and get that and check it out. I feel like no matter what it is, 5 minutes of silence per day, 5 minutes of a meditation, 5 minutes of the flow method that Tina is so graciously sharing that she used during all of your amazing days. I'm dreaming, I'm visualizing. Do you snowboard anymore? I want to snowboard with you. I want to come snowboard with you.
A beautiful sunny day. You can get me on the snowboard. But for the rest of the days, I prefer not really. Like, you know, the snowy days, that time is over. I had that enough.
Absolutely. Pristine prime days.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. And it's to reset our computers, reset ourselves, right? And allow for that pause. You mentioned it multiple times to just stop. I don't know how many of us don't stop enough throughout the day to take that pause, that breath, that gratitude, be in the present moment. And that's what attracts everything else. We don't have the past. We don't have the future. All we have is right now.
And to understand how you feel in this present moment. It's all good. Continue. It's not change it.
Yes. So simple and the magic for everything. Well, thank you, Tina, so much for joining us today. Look forward to continuing to get to know you more and follow and support you. But thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for following your happiness and making that a priority in your life. I know it's making a huge ripple effect.
Thank you very much for these words, and thank you for having me. It was a great pleasure being with you and looking forward to the future.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thanks everyone. Until next week, we love you. We're rooting for you and we're here for you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.